Hey there, kids. It's me, Oni the Unicorn. And I'm here to tell you that f***ing your dreams ain't cheap. In fact, it costs a ton of cash to do. So that's why me and the Oh No Radio Show need your help. Just go to the website displayed below and hit us up with some cash, yo. $1, $5, fuck, $1 million if you have it to spare. Any amount is appreciated. Well, I gotta go because these dreams ain't gonna fuck themselves. See ya!
No, God, please, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You are listening to the Oh, No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
You know what I realized this week? Is the E.T. is pretty fucking stupid. Welcome to another edition of the Oh No Radio Show. Tonight it's going to be a little bit different, but some things will always remain the same because I still am your captain and your 36-year-old piece of gold. I want to be a cowboy, baby. That's right. My name is Owen, and along with me tonight is my good friend Mikey B. How are you, Mike B?
You know what? I'm here. I'm the man with the stash, and I got a plan of action, and we're going to do it.
I like this. You're setting the tone right off the bat. You're here. You've got a mission. You've got something to say. You've got something to do.
Both guns here tonight, baby.
You've got an audience to entertain. Unfortunately, tonight, we do not have such grandiose entertainment as the one, the only Ty. Ty is apparently, actually working for once. So we'll let him be.
He's still sitting at his house.
Yeah. He's still doing practically nothing. But it's okay because tonight, we do indeed have friend of the show and from our... golf tournament. What was the name of our golf tournament, Mikey? What do we call that?
It was the Oh No Mini.
Oh, yeah. It was a creative name. The winner of the John Daly Award from the Oh No Mini Golf Tournament, the one, the only, Derek Jardy is in the house. And Derek, how is it being the anti-hero? The grandpa hero of the podcast world. How are you, grandpa hero?
I am great. I'm not mustached because I can grow a full beard, which yes. makes me like four steps better than Mike B. Mm-hmm. Even though I am an old grandpa, I still get the hardest boners. Still better than Mike B.
Yeah, still
yeah,
better.
Yeah, my boners
still better.
Have been a little
Your titties are smaller. I think I'd have to look. I think you've got smaller titties than Mike B. I think you're smaller tittied.
I don't know. I'm fatter never, Owen.
But he's still fudging it.
But you're still
Grandpa Fudger.
I literally just told Mikey that I look like somebody microwaved an albino.
Oh, okay.
When I take my shirt off, it's very just melty and white.
Melty. You're like a melty white chocolate bar.
that you've kept in your pocket.
You know
for
how
too
when
long.
You spill milk on a table and it drips off the side? Mm. That's around what my body type would mm-hmm. be.
Okay.
Yeah. How many old man moles do you have on like your stomach? Have any developed?
No, I don't have any.
You're not a moley. Some people aren't moley people.
I think some people get moley as they get older.
I had a blackhead the other day that Teresa had to get for me, and it was excruciating. It was finally to the point where she's like, you got to let me get that thing. Like, it was, I mean, it's like, you know, when that zit gets to that point where you have to do it, and it's like, I probably have skin mm-hmm. cancer. I was going to ask you about Derek. You're a nurse. Like, you probably can't see.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely. Yeah. I can see it from here. That's skin cancer for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Definitely is. But anyway, thank you for joining us, Derek. You're a fine addition to the show, and I'm sure you'll fit right in with all of us. I want to preface.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's, well, good for us, bad for you. Mm-hmm. Like that's probably
okay. Okay.
We get raised. You definitely.
I feel like this is a good opportunity for me to feel better about myself and where I'm at.
Okay, that's what most of my friends do or think when they hang out with me. They're like, you know what,
life's not so bad.
I'm not too proud of what's
doing
going on,
than I thought.
But I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Yeah. So that's most of my friends, my family, at least my brother. I mean, he must look at me. I wonder about that sometimes. He's got like the family. He's got the three kids. He's got the wife. He's got the job. He has two dogs and three cats. He's got a golf cart. If a golf cart is a measurement of success, I don't know what is.
It's not. It's not, though, because I knew a lot of real trashy people.
Yeah, but you also have to have multiple real vehicles. If you have multiple real vehicles, you can have a golf cart.
They had at least three cars in their yard.
But did they have AC and did they run? No.
There was AC independently in every window.
Oh,
is the golf cart gas or electric?
It is an electric golf cart.
Mm.
Ooh, okay, see, that is a step up.
Step?
Well, no, the electric's the step up.
See, okay.
I always thought gas.
This is our first debate for the evening because it's kind of one of those rich man, poor man things. Gas golf carts are way faster. They'll take like... Gas golf carts, you can fuck with their what do they call them, like
it's the governor
the
or
governor.
Just take it entirely, which is literally like a screw.
Yeah, you can fuck cases. With yeah you undo that and then those things will fly. Electric carts, for the most part, they are not that fast, but classier. One would have to say an electric cart is probably classier than a gas powered golf cart.
But the problem with the gas powered golf cart is you step on the gas and there's like this like 3 second pause before it. You
know,
starts
that, you hear it though. You hear it go.
The electric one, you fuck it. You floor it. You're flat out and you're just gone.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah. Well,
I prefer the electric golf cart. Okay. I say that the electric golf cart's better.
I would consider team electric cart.
I would consider the electric golf cart a more like a more of an emblem of money
mm-hmm.
because like you're charging it at home, like stuff like that. It definitely is a little classier. So, yeah, I guess if you were poor, you probably do have that old gas go-kart or gas golf cart.
Yeah, my brother said now he's got a little path through the woods in his neighborhood through this path out of his neighborhood. Right to a brewery, and he takes the electric golf cart. Tell me that is pretty
illegal.
That's a better
illegal.
Life.
That's a better life, and only successful people can get away with that. See,
the question wasn't whether or not it was illegal,
right? Well, yeah, that's irrelevant.
It's cool,
but when you're richer and you have these electric carts and you're of a higher class than myself or you. You see, he won't ever get in trouble for doing it. Meanwhile, if I were to just take my golf cart, if I had one, down to the 7-Eleven, there's going to be an issue, I feel.
Okay, so you know what did suck, Owen? there was. So you guys know I lived on a golf course for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, we both have lived on plenty of golf courses.
The same golf course, actually. Yeah, well, we lived on one of the same golf
courses. Yeah, we did.
My dad, my dad worked there, but he was the head of maintenance. So they're like, you get to live in this specific house that's for this position.
Right.
But people looked down on his golf cart, even though there were tons of like custom golf carts out there. Our family got like pitched in and got together, and one year got him his golf cart transformed to look like Mark Martin's Valvoline NASCAR.
Oh God!
Like, who's a Mark Martin? Which one's he?
He was a NASCAR driver.
Was he the Tide Man, or was
Valvoline?
Valvoline.
It's Valvoline.
Valvoline.
It's like blue.
See, I like blue that though.
And white and red.
I feel like when NASCAR started getting all hoity-toity with their sponsors, that's when it really fell off. Like,
NASCAR is just motor oil. No,
but that's what it means. That's what it needs to be. Like, I don't need Viagra advertisements on my NASCAR.
Who watch NASCAR need Viagra.
That's true. It's good marketing, but I want it to be like, yeah, I want like AC Delco. I want
Snap-on tools,
Craftsman, the Sears even exists, probably not anymore.
All the gasoline companies.
Yeah.
The gasoline companies. Standard have to
Oil.
NASCAR.
I want Standard Oil. I want
the tire companies, they all get Michelin, Firestone, they all get in there.
What's one of the companies that I saw? It was a gas station convenience store.
Elevated taste. I watch Formula One, guys. I don't watch NASCAR.
He has cars sponsored by like watch companies.
Yeah. See, that's a different level. That's fine. That's fine. That's the electric cart to the gas cart, man.
The other cool thing is, Owen, they make left and right turns.
That's true. But you know what's even weirder?
They
sit in the middle, bro. They sit in one the guy. Middle, one dude in the middle. It's nuts. We could talk F1 with Derek all day long, I'm sure. But I will talk a little bit about driving, and I will talk, and I think this is a good segue, because I myself, I know you're going on a trip soon, Derek, and I know Mikey doesn't know what it's like to have a vacation. So I like to rub, like, I needed some time, Derek. I needed to get away. And I'm sure you relate, you know, every 3 weeks or so, you need a bit of a vacation from things. And
100%
then,
agree.
And you need to just, you know, gallivant around the globe. And that's what I did. And I went up to, you know, Charleston, South Carolina, and maybe even a little bit more, right? But you see, this I'd like to gloat 100%, and Mikey knows none of this. I've purposely kept this for this show. I haven't said a word of this on social media, and I haven't said a word in private conversations between Ty and Mike. But I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, that this vacation maybe wasn't as great as other vacations have been.
Please let me hear about the not so great parts.
Okay,
this is what I love.
All right, let's start this thing off. So
I find it hard to believe a vacation can't be great because you're not going to work. That's great in itself.
All right, so we're going up to Charleston, right? About a 6.5 hour drive. Mm. Not too terrible. Pretty easy, except Teresa drove the first 4 hours, you know, up 95, up 95.
Mistake.
You know. No. She's a good driver. No problem at all. And she has no problem driving. I was able to doze in the passenger seat. It was quite
you
lovely.
Play DJ, you doze, you snack.
Yeah, exactly.
Passenger on a road trip is the best place to be.
Yeah. Front passenger, you're in the best spot. That's the best spot. So I took advantage of, about the first 4 hours. We got past Savannah. And then we had to take a stop, and I'm like, all right, I'll take over from here. She doesn't really like, you know, driving in new cities when they're crowded, completely understandable. No one really does. Didn't know how it was going to be. So, okay, good time for me to hop in. I'll take the last couple hours and we'll get to our destination. So we switch places. We're driving. I'm, you know, make it through the rest of the interstate. Then we got to get off, you know, one of these small highways. And now when you get off 95 and you're going to Charleston, you get off on this highway. I believe it is Highway 17. And that highway goes for another hour or so before you're in the city. And you know, at times it's a two-lane highway. At times it's a four-lane highway. About 10 minutes after me getting off the interstate, I hear the old thwap, 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 thwap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, flat?
Well, I'm like, what is that? Of course I know what it is. But it's not a flat because the car is actually driving just fine. Never felt it any of the car like shift, never, you know, nothing like that. Like the car is fine. So I'm like, what is that? And obviously I'm like, well, this is a problem. Something isn't good. So I slow down. Obviously it slows down with, you know, the revolutions of the tire and the car. Something's wrong with the tire. So I find this little, you know, side road where it's some like real kind of sketchy country houses are at. And I pull in and I do like a U-turn. So I'm like,
and thank God you have that beard now. So like, yeah, I fit in. Like you look like you should be there.
Except I'm in my wife's little Civic. That probably doesn't. I mean, if I was in a truck, it would have been fine. Either way, I turn it around. So the car was facing the road like that we just came off. Right. So I've gone that far and I've kind of like pulled off to the side of that, like, you know, road. So I hop out of the car and I'm taking a look and the tire actually looks completely fine. Like there's nothing like, but you know, got the engine running, but oh, I can hear it there. I hear the shit. What is that? So I'm like reaching around like behind the tire trying to, cause I can hear where it's kind of coming from. So I know like it's kind of at the top of the tire. I can hear it and I'm reaching around and then I feel it and I'm like, ah, fuck. I will show you what I pulled out of this tire because I saved it. This is what I pulled out of the fucking tire.
Nice.
God damn.
It is one of those like
S-hooks. Like a bungee.
Yeah, that you'd find on a bungee. So one of the ends, this larger end, had jammed completely into the tire. Now, obviously, this isn't good. We're going to have to put the spare on. But
like, how close to the sidewall is it? Like, is this something you can plug or patch, or are you buying a new tire?
This is, we're just getting a new tire. It's,
oh,
it's,
shit.
Yeah. This thing is plop. Like, yeah, this tire is not, and I can't trust this tire if we were to plug or patch it on a trip where we're 6 hours or 5.5 hours away from home. Right. Like it's, I got to get a new tire.
So a true Owen fashion, you went on a 6-hour car ride on tires that were not suitable for a 6-hour car ride.
No. All the tires were good before we left. Because
Owen, you made sure to do a whole like pre-road trip checklist.
I did, actually. I did. I got the oil changed like a couple days before. I checked all the tire pressures to make sure they were even and correct. That's about all I did. But I did those things. And then this thing did pop in and I'm like, meanwhile, I'm like, I'm trying to be off the road so I don't piss off any of the neighboring rednecks and, you know, for blocking the road. And I got this particular tire is in the dirt. So I'm like, fuck. Now, here's what happens. I reach back and I pull this son of a bitch out of the tire. Now, instantly, it just starts spewing to, you know, one of them scenarios. So I'm like, well, fuck, I got to get this thing as quickly as possible on to the pavement. So I quickly hop in the driver's seat, you know, I put it on the pavement. So at least I know I can get a jack on a solid surface because I'm going to have to remove this tire.
Mm-hmm.
So get out again. Yeah. By the time I just even get it onto the pavement, like 2 feet, the thing is deflated. Rim is on the ground. Shit. So do the thing. Now, of course, it's a road trip. We've got we're going away for a few days. All our bags are packed in the back of the trunk where the spare tire is, the donut. So we got to throw everything. We got to pull it out, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, Teresa's there. I'm just yelling at her, turn on the hazards and you know, put on the, you know, turn the engine off, put on the parking brake, all the things. By the way, that's the one thing that women need to be instructed properly on how to do for the most part.
Oh, please tell us, Ellen.
Put on the put on a parking brake correctly. Have you ever seen?
Oh, okay, because there's an improper way to do it.
Well, they just go click, like, they pull the lever like an inch and a half up when you got to fucking pull the fucking handbrake. When they don't know that. She's like, I put it on. I'm like, the car is, when I'm trying to jack off, I'm trying to take the fucking wheel nuts, I'm shaking the fucking whole car. I'm like, this car should not be shaking as much as it is right now. It was a pain in the ass. Anyway, got the donut on just in time before one of the worst storms I've ever experienced, even living in Florida for as long as I've lived, it kind of rolls in. Now, thankfully, I did get the donut on before that, but we're talking within 5 minutes, we're back on the road, and now I've got a donut on. I am about 60 miles away from Charlotte with nothing in between. And one of the worst storms ever kind of rolls in. And these roads, by the way, South Carolina, fix your fucking roads. Your roads are garbage. Can we just start there?
So trash roads, raining like fuck, and you can only go like 50 miles an hour because you got this shitty donut on.
I can't even go 50, dude. The rain, I couldn't have gone 50, period. But it's also like this donut is like wanting to slip because the flooding on the sides of the road are so bad. Especially in the slow lane.
I don't know. Did you mention it front or rear tire?
It was the rear passenger.
Okay, so at least you're not turning with a donut in the rain. No. So that's a...
Of all the
got
tires...
Got something going for you.
Of all the tires, it was probably the best tire for it to have happened. But still, very unpleasant drive. All I'm going to say is it... our what should have been about six and a half hour drive took us, it had to have been 8.5 by the time it was done. Now, by this point, we're panicking because it's a Sunday, right? And it's getting close to 6 o'clock. I think it was 6 or 7. Can't remember. We found one place that was open. A fucking Pep Boys saved our lives. And I just straight up like pulled in that bitch, like this service area. Like, you know, you're supposed to wait and they'll take your key. You go in, they take your key. No. Raining too much. We've been through hell and back. Like, I mean, this was white knuckle for fucking, it felt like forever. Cause we're going like 30 miles an hour. Like it's, and it was just absolute hell. We're in silence, you know, finally I saw there was this Pet Boys. Teresa had found it on her phone, like going in there. And I'm just like, nah, I'm not parking. Straight in the fucking bay.
Service bay.
Yeah, the guy's just like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I don't, just deal with me here. Like, that's it. They were closing in half an hour. But thankfully, they put the tire on. And we had no more tire issues the rest of the vacation.
You tipped the tech, right?
Oh, I should have done that, huh?
You should have, bro.
Hour before close, and you just like whipped in the service bay, and you're like, "Give me a set of your four finest tires."
Oh no, one tire. I'm not getting off the
one tire.
I'm not doing four. But then, yeah, you're right. I should have given
four. They would have if he would have said, "I need four new tires." They would have been like, "Oh, we got you, sir. Just give us the keys," gotten in there, put it in neutral, and just shoved that bitch into the parking lot and closed the door.
You would have seen every fucking tire tech and working on his car like they were a pit crew at a race. Just they're all taking the wheels off. They're all putting on new tires at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Every little tire mounting machine is full and just everyone's busting on a new tire.
So Teresa thankfully was with me because yes, without her, that if I was on my own, that would have been the end of it for damn sure.
She really should have just left you on the side of the road and pulled in there by herself and been like, "Help! Oh my God, I'm so sorry." And then nobody would have turned her away. They would be like, "Oh yeah, we'll take care of you."
So that was the start of our trip. Did not stop raining really that entire night. So we didn't get a, you know, we kind of got robbed of a whole evening that we were planning on, you know, doing things and seeing things and all that sort of stuff. Half the point of the trip. So we did get to go to this one restaurant where I had a duck sandwich, Mikey. I had some duck up there. I had some duck. So that was good. That was good. And then we went to bed and then we woke up the next day and then we went into the heart of Charleston, right? And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. That place kind of fucking sucks.
Nice.
Yeah, the place kind of fucking sucks.
It's South Carolina.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you expect, dude?
Well, I expected it to have some southern... I expected it to be a little bit more like a bigger Savannah. And like Savannah has...
No, it's more racist Savannah.
Yeah, it was. It was...
Heavy racist.
And it smells like... Okay, not as bad as Louisiana, right? Not as bad as New Orleans, but it does have a very similar pee smell everywhere you go. Everywhere.
Ooh, they got the pee-pee smell?
Everywhere smells like the pee fence area at my house. Everywhere smells like that. And it's like little hints of vomit and just hot garbage just waft upon you. There is no breeze in this city whatsoever. Whoever built it, whoever built the roads, like how are you on all these fucking rivers and there's no goddamn breeze is beyond me. It's fascinating. All of their roads looks like some goddamn maniac, a blind maniac fucking drew them. I don't know what they're doing until you like there is the grid area, but all of the stuff getting to the grid area is fucking stupid. And by the way, one way streets eat a dick. I'm tired of one way streets. Let's just say that one way streets can eat a dick.
It needs bi-directional streets.
I need a bi-directional street. This is not a mono.
I want to be able to come and go on your street. I don't want to just go.
Yeah. It's so irritating. And I tell you what's even more irritating is Google Maps, Apple Maps. When you're on one-way streets and you miss a street, oh my God, you want to just throw your phone.
The reroute is just
it's so fucking irritating. So we did.
I love it when you get the reroute and it's like it literally figures out where you need to turn again when you're like just passing that turn
through the intersection.
So it becomes just like. Perpetual thing where it's just like every time it reroutes you, it's as you're going through where you need to turn.
Derek, I have seen that perpetual reroute confuse elderly Uber drivers. Like,
yes.
they've just gone into some loop.
Yeah, like, they never get out.
Real quick, from our chat room, Christine says she didn't realize that Seth Rogen, the anti-hero, was on tonight.
Oh, yeah. He's here. It's Grandpa
Seth,
Hero.
Seth Rogen.
He doesn't look that much like Seth Rogen.
I can see what she's saying.
Seth Rogen got skinny now, so it doesn't really fit. You know,
I'm just gonna
stew.
Sorry, bud.
That one like hurt like in my soul.
I mean, I don't know who weighs more, Seth Rogen or you. I mean, I don't know. He's
probably
pretty,
me, but
probably you.
I need to go throw up my dinner now.
don't Karen Carpenter us, please. That's not fair. That's not.
Plus, you'd have to do it for weeks on end to actually lose weight.
So, Mike.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
This is the fucking, this is the kicker, though, at the Airbnb we're at. So, I knew there was, like, I think all Airbnbs, no smoking inside the Airbnb. Never plan to. Don't smoke inside my own house. But they have this thing when you get there, and there's, like, and it was after we checked in, I thought it was a little bit, like, huh, that's a little extreme. They're not, absolutely no smoking at all on the premises. Can't be, like, outside on this little porch area. None. No smoking, no vaping. If we see you, we're going to instantly ask you to leave. That's what it says.
Where do you got to go? Down to the street?
So Owen has to go exploring. And didn't take very long for me to find that this very, you know, affluent house in a pretty decent, nice neighborhood was right next to all the chemical plants ever. We've got like the right on the right on the river.
Dow, DuPont.
So there's like
Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of them. All the plastics, all the oil, amylase oil. Is that it? Amylase.
Yeah, this sounds like a really like classy, affluent area of town that you're staying
at. They disguised it because all you got to do is look across the street and there it is. You didn't see it in the dark, but the next day I fucking saw it. And these motherfuckers, it's like Stranger Things goddamn like, you know, factories with the things that go out the top of it. There's like trains that roll by it like every morning just going, brr. There's horns to get the workers up or something. I don't know what's going on there, but there was a lot of oil and manufacturing and petroleum and stuff that they're sucking out of the ocean. So that was cool. That's a good thing that you can find in Charlotte. That was the thing that happened there. So there you go. South Carolina smells like pee, kind of a shithole. Trash everywhere, by the way. Lots of trash, just trash everywhere on the streets. They don't know how to mow their lawns. There's a lot of overgrown, like everything. Just weed whack. Someone needs to bring a weed whacker up to South Carolina. They'll make a lot of money, or they just don't care. I don't know, but yeah. You got douchebags in those seersucker suits, right? That was another thing. A lot of those
country fucks.
They're everywhere. They've all got the same douche haircut too. It's sort of like fluffy and like onto the one side, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like
it's the pomp Republicans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. A lot of very, you know, hipster young Republicans. A lot of, you know, that vibe up there. A lot of tiki torches, I'm pretty sure. State flag kind of looks like a tiki torch, you know. It sort of does. It kind of fits. And then weirdly kind of adds to this whole thing, but a lot of German tourists. Right? A lot of German tourists.
Why?
Do they got a big German restaurant over there?
Nope. Saw anything about a German restaurant. This kind of ties into my next thing. And seriously, they were everywhere. Never heard a British accent. Never heard any other, you know, apart from Southern or just neutral accents. Saw plenty of like Hispanic, you know, people, all that. But the Germans, there were tons of fucking German people that were clearly on vacation, but no idea why these Germans were all there. So we didn't have the greatest time in Charlotte. They were like, we don't have to be back until Thursday. This is Tuesday. We're like, you know what? Let's spend an extra night. We'll drive to Savannah. We're going to spend the night in Savannah, and then we'll go back the next day. Savannah, much better time, not going to lie. Got to, you know, got absolutely wasted at the Rail Pub and played some darts with the guy from Orlando. And, you know, it wasn't as filthy and, you know, all those good things. We walked around the city quite a bit, been to Savannah plenty of times, didn't do anything but drinking, walking around and eating. But also in Savannah, same thing. All the Germans everywhere. Isn't that weird? Because I don't understand it. Well, I work at a theme park, and I was looking out for it like this whole, like, since I got back. I worked for 3 days since we got back, and I've been looking out for it. Like, are the Germans just on vacation? Is it like, I haven't heard a single German accent?
German summer break?
Maybe. Well, it is kind of half term over there for UK and Germany, but for whatever reason, more Germans over here right now than I've ever encountered. Well, not at the theme parks, but in South Carolina.
Dude, there must be some sort of cultural center, or there must be a big German population up there.
Or it's like they do that whole, you know how we get the advertisements for visit Maine, or like they try and hype up a state, like their state's like tourism budget.
Oh, kind of how you're doing with South Carolina right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they're sending that over to Germany. and they're trying to, they're getting all the people, come visit the real self, the charm, the elegance, the blah, blah,
don't
blah.
Don't go to Florida. Don't go That's to Florida. Not the South.
You don't want that. You don't want that. Nah.
The South Carolina Tourist Commission, all they could afford was to advertise in Germany, and that's it.
That's
so
it.
Now they're just a ton of Germans European just rate. There hanging out. Yeah.
The last thing I'll say about that whole trip was we went for some good barbecue, right, in the Carolina. Like, that's one thing they do have down. They got good barbecue. I'll give South Carolina that.
What's their barbecue sauce like?
It's vinegary, but you can have, like, it's like a sweet vinegary, which makes no sense. But it's a vinegary, or like they're sweet and they're smoky and there's
hot.
Do they
have any of that yellow barbecue sauce?
Nah, I don't think I saw yellow. But it wasn't like, no, I didn't have like more of the, I didn't have like that Carolina honey. I didn't really come across that. It was more of vinegary style that I came across, but it was really good. I just was confused. I got ribs at one of the places and I saw it on the menu and the waitress asked me like, do you want regular ribs or fried ribs?
Fried?
Why would you do that?
But apparently it's like a thing up there that I've never encountered. And I asked Teresa, I'm like, have you heard of that? And she's like, I don't think so. I'm like, do they like just take the rib and fry it with the bone in? Is that what they're doing?
I would assume so.
I haven't thought to look it up.
This
since,
doesn't even sound good.
To me it sounded like, I don't know, that's too much. Just because isn't that just going to fuck up the whole concept of a well-cooked smoked meat? Like, you're taking all like the juices and, you know, like it's gonna you just want that succulent meat.
I feel like it's already like, it would be so easy to dry that shit out.
Yeah.
And then frying it, just I don't know, I feel like it would ruin it. But I mean, it must be something, because there's a ton of, I mean, there's a lot of like Asian fried rib. But there's a lot of like American like style ribs that they're like, yeah, just get to frying. And it all does seem like chicken, like powder dredge batter, where it's got like that crispy outside. I don't know.
Yeah. Something about it struck me as not being quite what I wanted.
Did you try one?
Nah, I wasn't about to order it. I wanted just some fucking regular ribs like a normal person.
What if it was gross? Then you got to not eat it.
Yeah. Fuck that. Not doing that. I don't got the money for that. Anyway, that was my trip.
Spent all this money on this luxurious vacation across from the chemical plants.
Yeah, I did. So Mikey, make you feel a little bit better about not having, like, because it was pretty stressful. It was a stressful thing, you know. As
okay, so my top three things I enjoyed about your vacation. I'll start with number three. Getting a flat.
Yeah, thank you.
That's pretty joy. I like that. That's an inconvenience to you on your vacation, mm-hmm. and kind of dumps that out. Number two was that you had to drive extra slow in the rain.
Yeah. You for a long time. Hour and a half.
Yeah. I really do like that. But the number one thing I enjoyed about this story, Owen, is that you couldn't smoke where you're at, that you had to go walk around and find a place. Because I know you hate that.
I know that
was an inconvenience extreme because of how much you smoke.
Well, and it's also, it's like the movie, if you've seen Shaun of the Dead, right? If you're going to be somewhere, you're holed up in the zombie apocalypse, or just anywhere you want to feel comfortable, you got to go to the Winchester because you know you're going to have someplace where I can have a smoke. And this was not that.
I need to know, Mikey, since you haven't had a vacation in forever, would you rather have this vacation or go to work?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'd probably go to work over this vacation, because South Carolina does sound pretty shitty. If it would have been maybe this and you went somewhere cool.
Yeah.
Like Six Flags. Virginia.
I'm not going there like probably ever again. I'm crossing it off my list of, all right, done that. Don't need to ever do that one again.
I just like it that Mikey would rather just go on the vacation that you just got back from.
Yeah, because at least at my job,
that's my favorite part of this story.
Like, I get free food. Like, since, I haven't even told you guys, I haven't even cooked in like 2 weeks because they just need me to do my management side of my job.
Baller, bro.
So, dude, and lately, because they've been, you know, they know I know how to do the expo, like get the food out of the window, out to the customers. So they've just been having me like patrol and like talk to guests. So my job is almost like boring now because I'm just talking. I'm like, hey, guys, did everything come out all right? Food all good? Can I get you anything? No, cool, great. And anytime they do need anything, I just go tell someone else.
That's
to
it.
Go take it.
That's kind of like my job. I just click buttons that they tell me to click. And then if it doesn't work, I call someone else. Most of the time, I've been my new thing because I try and have to keep myself occupied, you know, with the boredom of my gig.
Yeah.
And right now I'm just tweeting wrestlers all day. Like, that's my new thing. I just tweet wrestlers and see if they respond. Got a few responses. It's great. So it's keeping me amused. You know, yeah, it's good times. It's good times. Anyway, I think it's time we shift gears, Mike. And it's about that time of the show, right? Yeah, it seems like it.
Oh, it's the time to bring forth the clips.
Clips. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby.
Clips is the time of the show. We take a look at all the random stuff that our good buddy Tom and myself find on the internet.
Clip Commander.
Yeah, he's the Clip Commander, but I pulled some myself today. I'm going to pull you one that I'm going to do one of mine first. Mikey, I think you will appreciate this. This is from Rocco's Modern Life back in the day, and people are wondering now.
It was so good.
People are wondering now how the hell this made it onto the air. So
to Nickelodeon at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go. Here. So we got Heifer. Remember Heifer? If you don't remember Heifer.
Heifer was Rocco's friend.
I'm explaining to the audience. So we got Rocco. Rocco is a wallaby, cartoon wallaby. And then we've got Heifer, who is clearly a boy cow, right?
Male cow.
Male cow.
Got little horns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we're apparently in some sort of farm type scenario, and Heifer has fallen asleep in the where the cattle lay, right? And Heifer and like Rocco, they live in regular houses. You know, they don't live on farms and stuff like they're, you know, but Heifer, he's lazy. He's gone to sleep in one of the cow pens. And the redneck farmer discovers him.
And grabs the old Milk-O-Matic.
And he does. He grabs the old Milk-O-Matic.
Yeah, how do you...
Come on, Hef. Let's get on back now.
I mean, how do you explain that to kids, right? Like, he brings it along. He sticks it clearly on Heifer's...
Star eyes.
Yeah. I mean, he's this is the 90s version of a cartoon auto blow scenario.
Yeah, he definitely
You just
would...
tell your kids he got milk. That's it. That's all you have to tell them.
I guess.
You are right. Yeah. And even you're even using porn-specific terminology.
That's true. I like his eyes, though. I like how they go to stars. I like, have you ever fallen just straight, like an orgasm so good? You've just like it brought you to your knees. You fell over.
I've had that moment.
Yeah, like
where,
15
like,
minutes before we started recording.
Oh, yeah. There you go. See, it does. It does clear the mind.
Yeah. Where you like you arch up, you tense up, and then you just kind of like.
Yeah. That's why it's dangerous in the shower sometimes. Got to be careful.
Oh, I don't want to.
I've been getting lightheaded a lot lately after I orgasm.
So here's the best part here. Now they've got to leave.
What?
Say that again.
I said I've been getting lightheaded a lot after I orgasm.
Oh yeah, lately. That's
just a, in case you guys wanted to know.
Well, you should probably check into your blood pressure, bro. I bet
it's fine.
I bet Seth Rogen. I bet Seth Rogen doesn't have those problems.
Probably not. He's,
he's my boners may not be as powerful, but I'm not getting lightheaded after I come, Derek.
So they've gone. Obviously, they've shown, you know, like Heifer like having an orgasm, falling down. But now it's time for Rocco and Heifer to leave the farm, and Heifer's pretty sad about it.
Heifer, let's get on back now.
Okay, but first I gotta say goodbye to someone special. Well, I guess this is goodbye. Just remember, the problems of two people don't amount to a hill of manure in this wacky world. But at least we'll always have the barn.
Come on, Heifer, let's ride.
I'm ready.
He is straight up. He's broken up that he's never going to get that sweet, sweet blowjob from. He's broken up. Look at this thing. Where do you put all those cups? I mean, he's probably had them. Oh, he's. Imagine that experience. That's like 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like, you know, that's like a 5-way blowjob scenario.
That, I mean,
I'd be sad
there
too.
There could be a lot of.
I'd be sad too, Heifer. I'd be sad too. Moving on a little bit here. Let's go to let's check out Ass and Titties. That's always fun. It's just called Ass and Titties.
Cash, cashers, gold, cash, gold, cash, cash, gold. So remember, cash money, gold, gold, cash, cash, cash.
We're definitely not your.
Okay, that was an advertisement or something that happened there.
Ass, titties, two asses, four titties. Oh. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Bisexual bitches, they do they friends. I love y'all hoes for letting us all join in with all y'all ass. Titties, two asses, four titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Titties.
It's a pretty good song so far. I'm really into it.
I mean, it's something.
It's,
this is poor Devo.
Yeah, is this redneck Devo? Is this ghetto? This is like this is Taff Devo.
This is welfare Devo.
Yeah, welfare Devo.
Light skin hoes wanna act stuck up, well fine, but you can't take this dick when I'm hitting it from behind. You got a big booty bitch, big booty bitch, big booty bitch, big booty bitch, 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 bitch. Hot horny hoes, I fuck them quick and leave them alone, cause they get whipped from this dick. Them hoes say,
fuck me harder, fuck me harder, fuck me harder.
He's really getting at it.
Fuck me harder, 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 harder.
He's pointing, doing a lot of thrusting.
I mean, I'm in. I think this is it's pretty solid. I think it's a pretty quality clip, if you ask me.
Oh, we got our good friend in the chat, Priya Mike, that says this feels very Tom Greenish.
Yeah, it's got a little vibe.
Is that like his work break room, like, or like a home kitchen? What the fuck is that?
That's a depressing home
kitchen. Yeah, that's a depressing home kitchen.
And I want to know what's on his on the countertops. Like, I'm trying to look at that shit and see what he's got.
Bottle
of
Windex.
He's got shit piled up in the chair.
Yeah. He's also not really utilizing properly those two shelves he has up there. Like, he could easily make room for some of those things and have some organization.
Like, what's that red thing up in the top shelf?
Could be coffee can.
No. That's a, you're saying top left on the shelf?
Yeah, the red.
Yeah, that is a magic bullet for sure. That's a
magic bullet. Is that what that is? I thought it was a weed vaporizer.
He's got a volcano up there.
It's the most expensive thing he owns is the volcano sitting in his kitchen.
He's got some cat food, it looks like. He's got some, I don't know, maybe some sort of coffee apparatus back there.
It looks like he has dish soap that he used for maybe a little bit, but has obviously stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. He's that's maybe a Windex. I don't know. I like exploring these things. Anyway,
I don't like that person.
That started.
I don't even need to know them to know that I don't.
You
like
don't
them.
Like them. Yeah, I
don't think so.
I don't think they're of electric, you know, golf cart caliber. if you ask me.
Oh God,
they're they're a gas cart.
Yeah, they're
gas cart, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you he doesn't even have a driver's license.
Probably not. Probably not. It's that's speaking of gas. This clip is called "Cooking with Gas."
Gas.
Okay. Sweet.
Oh, this beat is sick.
Yeah,
cooking
it is.
With gas.
Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook. That's what I was taught. Now, here's a fact you should have to know to pass. 9 out of 10 chefs only cook with gas. Why is...
You a gas man, Mike? You a gas man?
Yeah, we use gas at work.
You're a gas man. All right, so you agree. Oh, yeah. This is for you, this song.
That you say, can I cook my way? The benefits we have to tell will really make your day. So listen, class, because we're going to go fast. Here are all the reasons you should cook with gas.
I cook with gas because I'm in control. The flame could be adjusted for the perfect shrimp Creole. The burner's not on when I think it's not. I can simmer, brown, or boil in the same metal pot.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas. Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook.
That's what we were taught.
I cook with gas because the cost is much less than electricity. Do you want to take a guess? Well, it's 3 times less in the east or west. So remember those figures when it's time to take a test.
Is that true?
Oh,
is it that?
Oh, thank... No, hold on. Thanks a lot for making the white guy give you all the money figures about gas and how cheap it is.
Yeah, well...
You're not helping our image, white guys.
No. It's not going to be the woman, is it?
The flame consumes the smoke and grease, you know what I mean. And when I bake a pie to put on the sill, my self-cleaning oven takes care of any spill.
All right, I'm beginning to appreciate the gas. Is the gas cheaper? That's what I want to know. Is the gas actually cheaper in the year 2022? Are we, where are we at with that? Is gas cheaper? Is the electric cheaper? Are we damaging the environment with the gas? These are all the Hold questions. On. These are all the questions.
I've never lived anywhere that had gas appliances.
Okay, so yeah,
I did in one place. Yeah.
Basically, they are saying that. It's still consistently cheaper.
Okay,
but only by like how much?
Only by about 2 times, though. It's only about half the cost of.
Well, half. I mean, that's a hell of a lot. A half. It's it's a half cheaper. I mean, it must fuck up the I don't know. It must fuck up the environment. Something, right?
Yeah,
probably. All right, moving on. This is perfect pocket pants for men.
Oh, where's my perfect pocket?
This looks like a very fancy, well put together advertisement already. We got some pants and some pockets.
Very classy.
Yeah. Ask me about my pants. This guy has a shirt. It says.
No, sir. I'm not asking you nothing.
You also look like
you look like my uncle.
He is an old man. This is an old man.
He looks like my creepy uncle. They always wanted to wrestle.
You leave this guy's pants alone, okay? Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Perfect Pocket Pants. Look, today we need to carry wallets.
Yeah, we do. Cell phones. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I turned it down.
Women have pocketbooks.
Yeah, they do.
But men now have the Perfect Pocket Pants. Let me show you how it works. We've designed a pair of pants that has designated pockets for each of these items. We have a cell phone pocket.
Okay.
Within the cell phone pocket, we have a lining of radiation-resistant material.
That's good for the 5G, right? You don't want to get...
Dude, this guy is using conspiracy theories.
Yeah, to sell these pants.
Sell his pants.
So I think the idea is this is going to be a pair of pants with perfect pockets, right? For every single item that you need as a dumb old man walking around in society. You need your...
So this guy just made pants. Yeah. It's fucking chinos with cargo pockets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. But look,
But he's got a radiation liner.
He's got a... Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. Derek,
so
Derek,
there's a lead-lined pocket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great.
So we've got a pocket that looks like it's going to harness your cell phone with the radiation liner. Next to that, you've got a utility pocket, but he's demonstrating it seems like this is a perfect place for your eyeglasses. So
that will protect you from any radiation that may be emitting from your phone
cool.
and into your body.
All right, cool.
Next to that, we have a utility pocket.
Yeah, that's where he keeps his... So they're skipping ahead on the diagram on the left there. But yeah. we'll listen to them.
I used to lose my reading glasses all the time.
Yeah, you did.
Never had them convenient when I needed them.
Fucking
he looks like you would.
I've had these reading glasses for a year and a half.
Have you? What, are you wearing the same fucking pants all the time, bro? That's not sanitary. You can't wear the pants for the year and a half. Like that. Either that or you're, I don't know.
Very convenient. The utility pocket can also handle things like combs.
Yeah,
pens.
I need a good comb and a pen from time to time. I mean, good, you know, I need when was the last time you were out and about and you're like, you know what? I wish I had a comb and a pen right now.
Where's my pen and my comb?
Yeah, it happens to me all
the time.
The
only good thing I could say about these pants is at least they're not pleated. That's it.
Yeah, they look semi-stylish. I mean,
it's a nice flat front pant.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only thing they got going for him.
Let's hear what he says.
Because it's on the side of the leg, it never crunches.
Yeah.
We, of course, also have a pocket for your wallet.
Okay.
If you go to the United States Chiropractic Association website.
I've been there many a time.
They'll tell you to never put your wallet in your back pocket or your front pocket because it causes some spinal issues.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
For additional security...
Wait, how would the front pocket cause a spinal issue?
I've wondered that too, because I have recently adapted I still put mine in my back pocket, but I take it out whenever I sit down at work now, whereas I used to just sit on it all day and it did fuck up my back. So I do at least take.
Listen.
What?
The front pocket wallet is the way to go. It's the superior wallet. It's thin, it's light, it's easy. Like this is literally my wallet right here. And I mean, it's the thinnest thing you could ever imagine.
I can't see it right now because I've got the thing on. Okay.
I can't. Well, you guys can, but I mean, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy.
I mean, he's solving an issue because he said that the front pocket's got a spinal thing, man. I believe he's
an idiot. He's wrong.
Plus, the only way these pants are going to win me over is if they're cheaper than like the tactical pants that they sell like on Facebook right now.
Yeah.
They have all the same pockets. It's promoted nearly identically. It's just got like a cool tactical guy doing it instead of an old fucking man.
Shut up.
If you're gonna have those stupid cargo pockets, they need to be up higher so you're not like bending over to get into the pocket. Like it's at pocket level.
I like how mad you are at these pants.
I like these pants.
I like the idea of you being out in public, Derek, and you see this guy and he's wearing a shirt that says "Ask me about my pants," and you go up to him and you're like, "All right, so what's the deal? What's so special about the pants?"
And then he breaks into this, and you start
just fucking going to town. You're like, no, your design is shit, bro. Like, if you're gonna do this, and you're gonna do this, and then you might as well do this, and then you're like, you run him down, and he just goes back to his car, and he's like, he rips off his shirt. He's like, I can't do this anymore.
I want to kill his dream.
Yeah, you think you should? I think you should.
All you do. Unzip it,
yeah,
and you can carry things safely like a passport,
okay,
or your credit card.
It's got a zip card, okay.
Pick pocket proof,
is it?
Of course, I have a pocket for keys.
That's just called a pocket. That's a regular pocket, sir.
AirPods in.
It's a regular pocket.
It's the most convenient.
I like how two of the big features of this are having regular pockets. Normal pockets.
Pair of pants you'll ever wear. Okay. But wait.
So wait, do they even have back pockets?
I don't know. He said there's more. Maybe we're about to find that out.
Well, he's reaching down, so I'm...
Oh, here. No, he needs a chair. There's a chair there now. I'm getting worried.
If you're sitting down.
Okay.
On your couch.
Yeah.
On a plane. Your car.
Your rocking chair.
everything is easily accessible. You don't have to take...
He does make a good point there. When I'm wearing my jeans and I got my phone in my pocket, I do have to do a plank in my car to be able to get, you know, into my... Get my phone, right, out of my pocket.
Yeah, but I'm... I don't like it. I'm not cool with your pants, old man.
No. I mean I'm not sold yet, but he's got me on that one. He's got me on that one.
Anything out. You can access your phone, your eyeglasses, and it's easy to put back. And finally, you will never lose any of these items because every time you put these pants on, if you touch a designated pocket that's empty, you know you don't have the...
Okay, so that's just called the pocket pat down. That's called the
pocket check. Yeah,
so what are these? Check. Are these the Alzheimer's specials? Like, you got to have a fucking designated pocket or you forget where everything is. Every guy who does all this stuff knows exactly where he puts every one of those items all the time anyways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this isn't revolutionary pocket technology, dick.
Product. I can't tell you how many times I've asked my wife, kids, or anyone else that was around if they could find my wallet or my phone or my eyeglasses.
Well, you're just a lazy old man is what I think you are.
They never need to help me again. My wife never loves these pants.
Does she?
And you will too. I guarantee it.
He's like 10 times more blowjobs with these pants because my wife doesn't have to find my eyeglasses all the time. That's what he's saying. That's what he said. That's what I heard.
That guy's dead, right?
By now. Yeah.
Yeah, but they buried him with all the pants because he couldn't sell them.
I don't know what this is. We're about to find out.
How you like your eggs? Fried or fertilized? The way you move your hips, girl, make me hypnotized. How you like your eggs? Fried or fertilized? Fried or fertilized? Fried or fried up the fertilized? Fried up the fried up fertilized? Fried up fried up fertilized? Fried up the way you move your hips, girl, make me hypnotized.
It was early morning, about 9 o'clock. Had a freak last night, made a body rock.
I mean, so far, Derek, I know you're grooving.
I mean, I am losing it over here.
Feeling kind of groggy, stomach tossing, turning. She said, was that your belly, or were those birds chirping? I said that I was hungry. She said, baby, me too. Why don't we go out and get us some breakfast, boo?
I mean, you know, I watch these and I think to myself, are they being serious?
This is always
because
the game,
it's
right?
It's so bad. It's so bad that you have to feel like I'm embarrassed for them. Like I am feeling awkward and embarrassed for these people, knowing that they went out and did this and thought that this was great.
Dude, I want to say that I feel like I'm a bit of an expert on this, but I feel like this is a bit only because the other guy is wearing fake facial hair.
Oh, so you're calling bit on this one.
Yeah.
All right. See, this is one of those that I wasn't exactly sure. Let me take a look. I mean, this guy, I don't know. See, he doesn't feel like a bit, but maybe that's fake hair. Yeah, it could be fake hair.
That's all fake. That's why he's wearing the headband.
Yeah.
We ain't got a lead to get no breakfast food, because I'm a lady tamer and a chef too. So I began to cook, could tell I had a shook. She wasn't ready for the recipe in Hummer's book.
How you like your eggs? Fried or fertilized? How you like your eggs? Fried or fertilized?
Yeah, I don't like it anymore. Because it is. You're right. It's fake. It's fake. Right there. It's fake.
They're, as the children say, capping.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't real.
Mm-hmm. Got a couple more here. We'll do these. And then we'll end this segment. But hey, check this out. I thought you'd appreciate this. You were always a fan of King of the Hill, Mike.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So a clip recently surfaced. Mike Judge has talked about this for ages and ages. And it was when he was doing Beavis and Butthead, he received a call from a deranged hillbilly, I believe is his term that he actually used. It was his inspiration for Boomhauer. Have you ever heard? This was in interviews. This has been in interviews for years. Well, somebody actually found the call on tape. Like, this is legit. Mm-hmm. My judges said, yeah, this is it. This is it. Like, this is the tape. This is the thing. So this is the inspiration for Boomhauer, and this was a real call. The guy thinks that Beavis and Butthead is called Porky's Butthole, I think. So when he's referring to Porky's Butthole, he's really referring to Beavis and Butthead. And he's like, if you can make out more than two sentences of this, I'll be impressed. But this is the inspiration for Boomhauer.
I've been calling y'all for better than a month, driving about y'all every time the Looney Tunes come on. Y'all put Porky's Butthole on. I figured last night, and the second cartoon come on, it was Porky's freaking old butthole. I said, surely y'all ain't gonna put the last two on Porky's freaking butthole. Now y'all gonna die if y'all don't put Porky's freaking butthole on the last daggone cartoon like y'all did this morning. I've seen a daggone crap a half million and a half times. I don't see what the heck y'all think these daggone youngins are gonna sit there and watch Porky's daggone butthole time after time after time after time and don't ever get tired of it. And yes, y'all, I got up at 7:30 in the morning and watched all day. And I don't think y'all was right on time with the old show all daggum day. I went to bed last night wanting to get one right. But y'all was wrong, still wrong. I don't see how. I guess I'm going to have to call the FCC about shutting y'all's butt down. Y'all don't. I just don't want y'all think the old three-year-old kid's going to buy something, buy daggone armload of stuff.
What is it?
Because y'all put them daggone commercials on, jobbing them crap on and on and on. It don't make crap. If you was 5 minutes late this time, you're going to be 5 minutes late next time.
He's mad, right? He's mad?
It sounds like he's mad that the show started 5 minutes late.
But then I think he's mad at you think the three-year-old's going to buy the
Porky Pig's butthole?
Armload of Porky butthole.
I thought they liked pork buttholes wherever he's from.
Dang old.
Because you're going to job them freaking commercials on till y'all get ready to quit. Y'all, for some reason, y'all think you had a job 8 to 10 minutes commercial on every day on time.
Yeah. I think he's just mad about the commercials. It's starting late. Like, that was it. I think that's it.
Okay, through. Every time the show goes off, something, I don't know.
There you go. That's.
I'm glad that was his most important thing that he had to do that day.
Make sure he gave this guy a call.
Yeah, I hope he had a to-do list, and that was the first thing, and he's starting the day off right.
let's make sure to call the MTVs or the cable company or whoever it was to make sure they're here.
I want to know if this is he has been drinking or if this is sober, bone sober.
I think it's sober for some reason. I don't know. I feel like it might be.
Okay. I consider myself to be smart-ish, and I wouldn't even know how to get in touch with MTV to bitch about Porky's butthole.
That's true.
Starting 5 minutes late.
That's true.
I wouldn't even know. How did this guy figure it out? And he did it in the mid 90s when there was no internet.
Yeah, that's true. This guy just had the knowledge. Oh, you mother! You have it on a button already. Are you joking?
What? What are you talking about? What are you?
Just do it. Do it.
You know what?
This motherfucker.
I don't have it.
Damn it, Trav, do that shit to me all the time with shotguns and sniper rifles.
You know that he had Daniel send that to him, right?
Oh, yeah.
He had to source that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what do you... Don't worry about this things.
Motherfucker.
Don't worry about it. We got one last clip here. This is Dave Makes Grills.
Yes.
Jacob Jewelers, House of
Grills. Like, oh, I want a grill so bad.
Really, I don't know if I got into gold teeth or gold teeth got into me.
This is Dave the Jeweler.
This is where you come in to get your dad shine. You know what I'm saying? You know that thing look like that, though? I let my boy back there. We're going to keep it right.
Yeah. 12 years I've been making gold grills here in Savannah.
Yeah, it does good work.
Oh, I was just there.
Me growing up.
Oh, and you should have went there on vacation.
Man, the guys that we all looked up to.
I knew I was forgetting to do something while I was there.
You should have went there for vacation. You fucked up.
I did.
So I also like that he was like, all right, well, I'm in a serious profession like jewelry. So I got to have like a nice shiny button down with a nice tie. And you know what? Who doesn't love a business bucket hat?
Oh, I like
business bucket.
A business buck. A
perfect
business buck. Oh, hang on.
All had gold in their mouth. I put a lot of hours in the gold grills. It took me a long time to master the art of making gold teeth. Since I got in the gold grill game, it's been booming, and I ain't really seen no signs of letting up. As a matter of fact, as the rap music spreads in the different homes, all the products that's affiliated with rap is going with it. So right now it's diversifying. One time it was an all black thing. Now Chinese, white, black, short, skinny, everybody want a gold grill. See, that grill keep blinging.
These right here is 18 karat now.
Dude.
We got right here.
So Chicago. The best thing about this, Owen.
It's a local rapper.
Is I'm guessing because you're a jeweler, you don't have to have any like the dentist license, like the dentist licensure or whatever it is you have to have.
Yeah, you're probably like, right.
Because you're not implanting teeth. You're just making grills, dude.
Yeah. That's true. There's no like actual like he makes an impression, but then he just kind of. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to.
I want a grill so bad. You guys have no idea.
You should do it. Fuck your vacation.
I want to do the thing where you get like the gold outline on one tooth and then the jewel in the middle of the actual tooth. That's what I really, really want.
That's pretty sick, bro.
Holy water. Now that's bro. He is in the SAV. Right here, Naptown. Atlanta, Georgia is in the house.
So that's kind of gross. He's got all the impressions of the mouths that he's made impressions of just kind of sitting on a table, like a table full of teeth and jaws. That's weird.
That's pretty sick.
I don't know.
So we got different states here, you know. All people right. Sending us grills to make from, like, all over the world.
Damn.
Goldteeth.com.
Goldteeth.com. Worldwide. You should go there right now, Derek. Go to Gold.
Bro, how does...
Check
how
it
did,
out.
Dude, how did he get the... He must have been in this early enough to get Goldteeth.com. I mean, that's pretty basic. So you know he had that for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
goldteeth.com.
Yeah,
I'm looking it up right now too.
Oh, I mean
it's still there.
It's still a site. I mean, it's only got it's a one page website.
And yeah, but down at the bottom they have all their social, like there's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Yeah, goldteeth.com. Copyright 2020 or 2022.
Yo. Sorry. 3 posts on their Instagram. Most recently, May 14th.
All right.
The process for getting the grill, normally a guy comes in. He gets molded for 6 to the top, 6 to the bottom, whatever his desire is.
6 to the bottom, 4 to the top. And if that's on a Monday, by Tuesday, we're already doing the wax work. We're getting the design built. Tuesday afternoon, it's invested, and by Wednesday morning, it's got gold getting poured in, polished up Wednesday night. Thursday, Friday, that customer's rocking that gold grill proudly. So it takes as little as 6 hours.
That's a good turnaround, in my mind, you know? That's a good 6 hour, you know, like a few, like less than a week, right? You got your grill? That's pretty good.
Yeah, and less time than it took Owen to drive to Charleston, you could have a grill.
That's true. I'd rather have the gold grill than Owen's vacation.
Grill. The average grill would push out 3, 4, 5 business days because we got so many grills that we're pushing. The qualities in gold vary. This is the quality I'm using right now. This is 24 karat gold, 1 kilo. It's kind of heavy. 6 hours is all it takes me from the time I get a mold to the time I got that grill ready for the customer. 6 hours. And that's what a lot of people is like, hey, I want mine today. I want mine today. I got 50 cats on the table who want theirs today. Man, listen, man.
I mean, this guy's impressive. This guy's impressive. I like
that he's working his little home forge in his shiny Juggalo button down.
I lied. We need to check this one out. I forgot about this one here. This is Mr. Smoke. This is a pilot for a show that I don't think made it.
Mr. Smoke, the talking cigar and his magic ashtray.
Yeah.
Featuring the double Corona kids.
Yeah.
Corona meant something completely different.
Mr. Smoke came into town smoking a double Corona. He prefers a Colorado wrapper for its fine aroma.
What do you think of Mr. Smokey so far? He's pretty
cool. I like that they did it to Yankee Doodle Dandy.
this guy makes
me. I kind of want to smoke now.
This guy is, I don't know. I either feel really gross or really, ready for a smoke.
Mr. Smoke is our best friend from the magic ashtray. In the door he calls his home, they say he came from red clay. Mr. Smoke is a cigar with blue eyes and long fluted fur. Five foot ring and long gray lash, he's sure to be a thriller.
So there's a lot going on here. I don't know what is supposed to be going on.
There's a lot of grown men acting with a furry cigar. Is that what I mean? A scar mascot?
Yeah.
Prime Mike's right. He does look like a giant Mr. Hanky.
I'm sorry I hurt you. Really, I am.
Yeah. Oh, no. My pre-Castro Ramon Alone is especially.
Look at this guy's right man out. Spread down at the bottom.
What am I going to do?
I know who can help us. Let's ask Mr. Smoke. He'll know what to do. I'll get the magic ashtray.
Now, this just got really good.
Holy smokes, what a big cigar!
Hello, boys and girls. How y'all doing?
Hi, Mr. Smoke!
I'm terrible, Mr. Smoke. I just opened my box of pre-Castro Ramon Alone's Especials, only to find out that they've all dried up.
Fine cigars like pre-Castro Ramon Alone's Especiales must be cared for properly. Why didn't you keep them in your humidor?
So is this some marketing material, you think? Is this like something they like?
This has to be like they put it on like not cable, but the like the local public channel, access. You know, public access. Yeah.
Yeah.
At like 2 a.m.
Do they own a cigar shop? Is that part of it, you think? Like, there's
yeah,
some.
Yeah,
I
would imagine.
It's something like that.
I'm only 5 years old, Mr. Smoke. I don't have a humidor.
Don't worry, Scotty. I have a solution to your problem. Bring me that toy box. Jerry, go get me a small bowl. Ricky, go get me a clean sponge. And Frankie, get me some distilled water. Now, kids. Mr. Smoke is going to teach you how to convert your toy box into a humidor.
Wait a minute. This is kind of odd, you know? I mean, he's teaching
5-year-olds
how to re-wet a cigar.
How to care for their cigars, you know? Can we agree this is not bit, though? Not bit.
No, this isn't a bit. These guys are for real. They paid good money to have this on.
I mean, that Mr. Cigar
local channels.
That Mr. Cigar has to be like that's like a $2,000 mascot thing.
Yeah, this is
that's expensive.
This is a cigar shop doing their own funny PSA thing and they're showing you, like, if you don't got a humidor, this is how you make one.
But first, let me give you some basic facts about humidification. Let me refer to the Connoisseur's Book of Cigars. Whether at your dealer's or in your personal reserve, a cigar must above all be kept in the right humidity. Between 67% relative humidity, the minimum, and 72% the maximum, with the ideal level at 70%. It should also be protected from sharp changes in temperature. Obviously, a professionally designed humidor is the best device for the proper care of your fine cigars. But if you don't have one, you can still keep your fine cigars supple and fresh with a little ingenuity. Let's begin by removing all of the toys from the toy box.
Yeah, no, I like it if you leave them in. I think that's better. I think if you leave them in, that's a lot more fun.
Can we put the cigars in now, Mr. Smoke?
Not so fast, Scotty. First, let's wipe down the inside of the toy box so that we remove any toy or crayon residue that would affect the delicate aroma of your cigars.
I like how it's really, like, aimed at actual old-school wooden toy boxes. Like, that's what make that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's not just, like, any box. It's like, no. Like, you're gonna make an old toy box. Like, isn't that a big-ass humidor? That would be huge. Like, an average-sized toy box.
Oh, it'd be a mega humidor. You'd store, like, hundreds of cigars.
Yeah.
That's interesting, Mr. Smoke. I put a box of Monte Cristo number ones in a cabinet with my Play-Doh, and they developed the most unpleasant odor. Now I know why!
Remember, just use warm distilled water, as detergents could have the same effects.
Wow!
Next, place a sponge in a small bowl and make sure the sponge is small enough so that it fits properly. Slowly pour a small amount of distilled water onto the sponge, just enough to saturate the sponge.
Why do we use a sponge, Mr. Smoke?
In case you kick the toy box while you're playing, the water will not spill and harm your cigars.
Holy shit, this guy's a genius. Fuck.
I mean, he's a whole fucking living cigar owner.
Yeah, yeah, he knows the deal. He knows what's best for his kind. A very scary,
someone in our chat room brought up, is anybody else ready for a cigar? And I just want to say, I don't like smoking cigars.
You know, I might like a little cigarillo every once in a while. I don't mind that, but I'm not really a cigar dude. Maybe when I'm older. I feel like when I'm a little older, I'm going to get into those ones with the wax on the end. Yeah, you know, like one of them. I'm going to get into one of them.
Those are garbage ones.
Yeah, but that's what makes me cool.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wow!
Now, place your cigars in the box and close the box. Remember, if you have cigars but they're packed in cellophane, remove the cellophane so that the flavors of the cigars marry. And, Scotty, if you put your dry pre-Castro Ramon Olones Especiales in the box, they will rehumidify in just a few weeks.
Yay! You're the best, Mr. Smoke!
Now, let's all hold hands.
Why did he have a boner noise?
Song. Manuel Lopez had a plantation.
Whoa.
E-I-E-I-O.
And on his plantation he grew some rapper leaves.
E-I-E-I-O.
With some binder here and some long pillar there. Here they grew, there they grew, tobacco growing everywhere. Manuel Lopez had a plantation.
E-I-E-I-O.
So,
clips! You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know
that's
you
a beautiful
them,
song.
You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby. Clips.
Okay.
Couldn't do it anymore. Couldn't do it. Sorry.
How did we ever decide, like, that we were going to smoke tobacco? How did that happen?
My mom always asked this question. Growing up, like, she was just like, what a weird thing that people decided to inhale smoke. I'm just like, I'll try it, you know. I think that's what it was. I mean, like, I'll try it.
Like, I mean, did you just throw one on? I mean, did you throw a bunch of it on a fire one day and then people were inhaling the smoke and they're just like, oh, I feel like feel a little lightheaded. This is awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
that's got to be how it happens, right? Like
Native American peoples or like the Native people, right? Yeah, they've been doing that shit for years, and then like they'll like throw some shit on there, like whoa, and this like gets me high or this makes me feel some way, whether it's a tobacco, a plant, they've been burning a plant, then they feel it. And then eventually, like, they figure out some sort of apparatus or hand thing. If they put it over, they can direct the smoke further into their mouth. And then they're like, whoa, shit. Like, you know, and then they figure out how to roll it. And they figure out how to make pipes. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's some better anthropological answer. Anthropological. Thank that one.
If there ever is a time machine invented and we can kind of like narrow it down, I'd love to go back and be there when like the first person smoked some weed. Because I want to be there.
That's an original thought, Mike. I'm sure no one's ever said that, but
I know that it's not original, but I would like to say that I'd like to do it, too.
Like you'd be to be like in that first smoke sesh, the first like, mm-hmm. I bet it was down like Mesopotamia way, right? Or Sumerian, like those guys, like they were token, right?
Okay. Like, so maybe not the first time like somebody accidentally got high, but like the first time that like three people got together and smoked a joint. I want to be there. That would be cool. I guess the accidental version would be kind of like, oh, you don't even know what's going on, but I do. Like, oh, man. I wish I could tell you.
Well, we'll touch base on this, you know, probably next week because Ty will hopefully back on. We'll be back on a regular day. But we're going to have to force Ty into joining a dating site. I don't think it's, and we're going to do this, and it's called smokeandpoke.com. It's a website for stoners to date upon, and we're going to put him on there and we're going to see what's going on every single week. You know, we're going to get updates. We're going to see, what if smokeandpoke.com Ty ends up getting married? Like it all works out, like life changed out of the mom's basement.
What if we get him involved with some like crazy manipulative stoner chick though, and we ruin his life?
That's fine. That's
better. Yeah, I guess he would just end up back at his mom's.
Yeah,
right?
Back at the mom's, and we've got content for the show. Like that's
content. Everybody is wins. King.
Everybody
content
wins.
Is king.
I'll say this before we go to break, or before we end this week's segment of the show. I mentioned very much at the top of the show that I just realized on my vacation, by the way, one of the things on my vacation, threw it on the TV, was just kind of on fucking E.T. And E.T.'s really stupid. I never really realized it, but E.T. is kind of he's dumb as fuck. And I mean, I guess it's been a while since I've seen that movie, but E.T. from the extraterrestrial, dumb fucking alien.
Fair. I mean, he wasn't very smart. I mean, I don't know. How do you gauge that intelligence, though? Because, like, okay, they're smarter than us because they have intergalactic travel.
Yeah, no. But do you think he's just the dumb one from their planet that ended up here? Or
yeah, he had to be the fuck up.
He's the fuck up. He's got to be.
He's the slow alien.
He drinks beer, right? Like he definitely like he's like an alcoholic. He drinks beer. He's all about that shit. So he's like probably
and he loved Reese's Pieces, so he loves junk food.
He's a trash alien.
He's a trash alien. Here's the thing that I constantly like, Elliot's always trying to like, shut up, E.T., calm down, shut up. And he's always like, meh, yeah, yeah. And he's like getting louder every time. And Elliot's just like, no, be quiet. And he's like, E.T.'s dumb, so dumb, he can't understand basic like noise commands. It's like, you know, like my cat would do if like, hey, you know, you start at like a level like, hey, shut up. And then you're like, oh, and I calm a thing down. Like, Elliot was doing that with E.T. E.T. was not responding in the same manner that even my cat would.
Okay, but did we ever figure out if E.T. could even understand Elliot?
He fucking understood him.
I mean, he mimicked him at the end in, like, broken English.
He was pretty stupid then. He was there for long enough to get it. Like, he's eating all the junk food.
I haven't seen this movie since I was a kid.
If he's eating all the junk food, drinking all the beer, he's smart enough to...
He's Owen goes to Spain.
Yeah. Well, no, I understand, you know, like I'm more cognizant in Spain than E.T. is on Earth. And also,
but even if you were there for a couple weeks, I don't think you would necessarily pick up a bunch of Spanish.
Here's the thing about E.T. He's lazy as fuck, too, because during this movie, they're under constant threat from the government, like, taking him away, right? He could have flown at any fucking time. He waits till the last goddamn minute when they're in the bike and they're things are really getting to a head. Now we're going to go fly and get away, E.T.? Now we decide? E.T.,
well, I mean,
lazy and stupid.
Okay, but E.T. also wasn't, like, going house to house and, like, all right, anybody in here sick, hurt, broken, cancers or anything? Hold on, I gotcha.
Yeah.
It wasn't until Elliot was like, oh my God, like, I have an issue, that he was like, oh,
let me see
if I can do it.
Christine is right. He understood Elliot. They were friends. Friendship transcends language. That is true. But I maintain that E.T. was using Elliot the whole time. That it wasn't a true friendship. That he understood it for damn sure, but he knew how to get his way, what he wanted, and that was beer, Reese's, and, you know,
Elliot didn't want a friend either. Elliot wanted a fucking something to show off so that he would get noticed by kids at school, because he was a meek little bitch of a child.
He was kind of a bitch. You're right. Elliot was a bitch. Yeah.
But let's dismantle this, because E.T. was really fucking awful.
The movie? Or just, like, E.T.
The character.
The movie wasn't that great, but E.T. himself was... I mean, dude, remember when he turned, like, old shit white?
Yeah, he did do that. Yeah.
Like, he got sick because of what? He was breathing some air?
Get with it.
Get out of here, bro.
Snowflake tea. Get out of here. And that, they had that stupid toy...
Speaking spell?
Yeah.
I do love it that they had an Atari game that was like the worst game ever in the history of video games.
And then they buried
Nintendo.
They buried them in the desert. That's all I know. And that they were actually like, they found a bunch of them and tried to restore them because they're of historical influence now. It's stupid as fuck. Get out of here, E.T.
So. As a funny side note, that flop is apparently so apparent. I've played video games like set in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Where you find an old E.T. cartridge just buried in the desert.
No shit. And they talk about it as an Easter egg thing. Like, that's cool.
Yeah. They talk about it as like it's a relic from an era long ago. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's pretty funny.
I can get behind that. That's actually pretty. That's pretty creative. Guys, I think we're going to take a little break here. And for those of you on Twitch, for those of you listening on, your podcast feed, well, I don't know when I'm going to release this because we're recording this on Saturday. Maybe I'll just release them all on the same day and who the fuck cares? Get us back on track. That's probably what I'm going to end up doing. That being said, because I'm lazy, I'll just get them all up and done. We're out of here, you know. But no, we will be back. We've got plenty more to talk about. And not that one. So when we get back, I want to tell a little story about how I had an encounter the other day. In my bathroom. I also want to discuss how going to work some days is really annoying to me because of certain conditions they have at our security gate. And Mikey's going to tell you a little bit about his frustrations with singing birthday songs at restaurants.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude.
Derek's probably going to give us a little bit about his own nation, his own glorious nation. And so, yeah, definitely check that out. Either when we come back on Twitch, twitch.tv/ONRSLive, or if you're listening onto the podcast, you'll find that at ONO2.0. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/group/ONO Radio Show. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ONRS. If you ever want to leave a voicemail or give us a call, it's 407-906-6466. We love you. We'll see you in just a few. And Mikey, what do we say when we get out of here for the first segment?
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck them.